Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and let's continue now with our Pledge Drive series about idiomatic English. Can an idiom get long in the tooth, become old hat? Yesterday we talked about some of the oldest idioms, and today we'll focus on the new. So I'm joined again by Christine Ammer, the author of the new second edition of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. Hi, Christine. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you?
Good. And I think I want to reset the definition here, which is that an idiom is a phrase or expression in which the words aren't obviously expressing what the meaning of the idiom is, right?
Exactly. You can look up the words in a dictionary, but it won't tell you what the idiom means. And that makes it so hard for people where English is not their first language. It also makes it hard for people who are reading idioms. They may not understand them, even when they're spoken. But I also want to say that there aren't, you want to talk about new idioms, don't you?
That's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. And so, well, for example, it turns out that back in the day does not come from back in the day, right?
No, indeed. And I need to explain something about new idioms. Back in the day comes from the 1980s, and many of the new idioms do come from the 80s and 90s. And people might wonder why I am not talking about idioms that are still more recent, like from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason is that idioms don't always survive, and I need to wait to make sure that a, quote, new idiom, unquote, actually stays an idiom. It continues to be used in TV, in written literature, in the newspaper, mm-hmm. everywhere. So that's why I usually give it 20 to 30 years to be sure.
And here are some of the others that are from the relatively recent past with that standard that you just set. Control freak.
A control freak, exactly. And that comes from about 1970, actually. And the reason I think everybody knows what it means, it's somebody who really wants to run absolutely everything. And the freak part of it comes from the idea that freak also means not just a weird person, but an enthusiast.
Yes.
So that somebody can be a radio freak, really loving to listen to WNYC, or like me, a word freak.
Yes.
I love words.
And some more, to be toast, not in my backyard, or a NIMBY. How about to be toast? Why toast, of all things? And we know what it means. It means you're done, you're going to lose, it's over.
You've had it.
Why toast?
Well, I think it probably comes from a much older way of saying that, which was to be cooked.
Ah.
And I think it was transferred to toast when toasters became ubiquitous.
Here's one that's a little off-putting. Dead cat bounce. Do we want to know what that means?
Well, some people get pretty upset by that for some reason because they love cats. But it's actually, it's a stock market term. And it came from the idea of what it means is a stock that rapidly goes up and then goes down again, so that people buy it, but that unless they get rid of it quickly, they'll lose money. And the idea is that if you throw a dead cat against a wall, it will come down and perhaps bounce a little bit, but then it stays down.
And we got a lot of listener suggestions. I'll throw one out at you before we run out of time. I will say I do see the term dead cat bounce used all the time on the business channels when they're referring to a stock market that only looks like it's recovering temporarily and then they think it's going to go down again. We got quite a few along the lines of swiping clean the screen. Do you think some of those will be in the next edition, like turning over a new leaf in a past generation, and people were suggesting things similar to that, and they tended to run along the lines of swiping clean the screen.
Yes, I wondered about that one myself. When I've heard it, but not very often. It may happen. There are other computer terms, of course, that are fine and that are definitely going to stay with us, like being online and booting up, which actually comes from another computer term, bootstraps, which was to use one set of instructions to load another on a computer. And that's where boot up comes from.
And we have to leave
surf the net, which means browsing. I think those are with us to stay.
I think so. And we have to leave it there for today. But here's an assignment for you tomorrow. For tomorrow, folks. Tell us which idioms you learned incorrectly. Like the woman who wrote in about thinking trees were involved in turning a new leaf. Or people who always thought the phrase was intensive purposes rather than intents and purposes. Or whichever phrase you learned incorrectly. As we continue tomorrow with Christine Ammer, author of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. Talk to you then, Christine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news here on WNYC.